and having seen them, surveyed them, drishtvam, viewdam. Viewdam means it's an arrangement. It's an arrangement in a particular manner. That is Padmavyuham. There are so many vyuham. So they arrange the army in such a manner so that they will be able to have either defenses or offenses based on what the purpose at that point in time is. So it is a particular technique of arrangement of all the army. So Garuda Vyuham, Padmavyuham, so many vyuhams are there. So when a person enters into it is very, very difficult to get out. It is like a lotus flower when it completely is bloomed. So when sunset comes, it is going to close. The bee doesn't know. It will go inside to get the honey, but when sunset comes, it automatically will close. It will get trapped. The same way, when somebody enters into the vyuham, if he doesn't know how to get out of it, that's what happened to Abhimanyu. He knew how to enter into the vyuham, but he didn't know how to get out. Dhritarashtra, Yudhishthira assured him that he will save, he'll come to his safety before then, but they could not come. So we are going to see those things later. But when such a vyuham is there, it is an arrangement by which they can trap the enemy's soldiers inside that. So this is an arrangement. And seeing that arrangement, drishtva, seeing that arrangement, Raja Duryodhanaha, here Raja means Duryodhana. Raja Duryodhanaha, Vachanam Abraveed. He said these words. To whom? Acharyam Upasangamya. Duryodhana said these words after approaching his teacher. Acharyam, here is Acharya Drona. He approached Dronacharya and Upasangamya. Having approached him, he said these words. And what teacher here? He is not Brahma Vidya teacher. Dronacharya, he is Acharya. But here he is not talking about a Brahma Vidya teacher. He is talking about the teacher who gave him Dhanushastram, Dhanurvidya. So to that teacher, to that Dronacharya, he approached Dronacharya and he uttered the following words, expressing his feelings of how he feels now about the war. So about that he is going to talk to him. So here we are getting the thoughts of Duryodhana also. So Vyasacharya, he is indirectly revealing what type of mind Dhritarashtra had when he said, Mamaka Pandavas Chaiva. That's what he said earlier. And now, we are now going to see how Duryodhana feels. Of course, he is the son of Dhritarashtra. He is not going to be any better. He is going to be worse than him perhaps. So he is going to say all that. So his thoughts, how he feels about the entire thing, he is going to now express. Now, in the next slokam onwards, it is going to be Duryodhana Vacha. So we have to put it in quotation marks. So Sanjaya Vacha is over. Now Duryodhana Vacha is going to start, even though it is not expressly said there in the next words. We will read that. Pashyaitam Panduputranam.
Pashyaitam Panduputranam. Pashyaitam Panduputranam.
Acharya Magatim Chamum.
Acharya Magatim Chamum. Acharya Magatim Chamum.
Pashyaitam Panduputranam. Acharya Magatim Chamum.
Pashyaitam Panduputranam. Acharya Magatim Chamum.
Yudam Drupada Putrena.
Yudam Drupada Putrena. Yudam Drupada Putrena.
Tavasishena Dhimata.
Tavasishena Dhimata. Tavasishena Dhimata.
Yudam Drupada Putrena. Tavasishena Dhimata.
Yudam Drupada Putrena. Tavasishena Dhimata. Yudam Drupada Putrena. Tavasishena Dhimata.
So these are Duryodhana's words. Quotation mark, Duryodhana's word. He is addressing Dronacharya. And he is addressing him very interestingly here. Dronacharya is his guru. He learnt all the archery, everything from Dronacharya, his guru. But he is calling him Panduputranam Acharya. Oh, teacher of all the Pandavas. He could have very well told, oh, my teacher. No. Oh, teacher of Pandavas, addressing him instead of my guru, the teacher of the Pandu's children. Panduputras. Panduputras, the Pandavas. That teacher. Because he always has a feeling. Dronacharya is always in favor of the Pandavas. Even though he is physically in this side, mentally he is in that side only. So he wants to prick him. He wants to tell him, oh, teacher of the Panduputras, he is addressing him because his mind is always a cheating mind. It never thinks straight. So because his mind is a cheating mind, he thinks that teacher also will teach. He is always in the side of the Pandavas. but he is standing here physically. He is going to favor them only. That's what he is thinking, because mind is always working like that. So actually sometimes many good people also suffer because of this quality. They think all others are like them. There are many people who be crooks. They get also unnecessary problems because of that. So he addresses him, O Panduputranam Acharya, O the teacher of all the Panduputras, and what should you do? Yetam Mahatim Chamum Pashya. Yetam Mahatim Chamum Pashya. See this vast army. Mahatim Chamum. Question one. Yetam Mahatim Chamum. See this vast army of the Pandavas. Chamuhu means army. Chamuhu means army. Mahati means big. Vast army. And this army is arranged by whom? Vyudam Drupada Putrena. Is arranged by Drupada's son. Drupada's son's name is Drishtadyumna. He would have very well told Drishtadyumna has arranged this. But instead of saying this, he says Drupada's son has arranged it. Because Drupada, there is a story here. Drupada is a king and he is the father of Draupadi. Drupada has two children. One is Drishtadyumna, another is Draupadi. Both are his children only. And his son, that is Draupadi's brother Drishtadyumna, he is the commander in chief of the arranged army now. He is the one who arranged that army now. And there also, this Drupada and Drona, they have a long standing fight. Long standing, they have scores to settle with each other. What happened when Dronacharya was a poor Brahmin? Drupada and Dronacharya were friends in school days, very friendly. And when they all grew up, Dronacharya got married to Kripi, and Kripi is the sister of Kripacharya, and they got a son, Ashwatthama. They were all in poverty. So people told, why don't you go and approach Drupada, who was your classmate, your friend? He is a king. He can help you. So Dronacharya, with lot of hopes, he goes to Drupada's kingdom. And he stands in front of Drupada. And Drupada, in his arrogance, he didn't want to even acknowledge or recognize Dronacharya. So he got very insulted. So he said, okay, I will teach a lesson someday to you. So that is what he told him. So he came out. And it so happened that he became the teacher of all the Pandavas. He had great archers like Arjuna on his side. So one day he went and he made sure that Drupada is captured in battle and brought to him. And when Drupada came, he told him, you know, that day I value our friendship more than this defeat here. So what I will do, you are no king now because I have captured you. But still I will give half of the kingdom back to you so that now you and me will be equal. Because there at that time you were thinking you were king, I am nobody. Now I am giving you half your kingdom so that you and me will be now equal so that our friendship can continue. That is what he told, and he gave Drupada half the kingdom. But Drupada, the king Kshatriya, got insulted because he is a Kshatriya. Whereas Dronacharya is a Brahmana. So Drupada, he is a Kshatriya, he got very insulted and he said, okay, I am going to now get a child. Who is going to grow? He cannot kill Dronacharya himself. So he is going to get a child who in turn will grow up and kill Dronacharya. That was his intention. So he cannot do it in all Laukika ways. So he approached Vaidika Marga so that he invited some rishi who will perform some big yajna. From that yajna he wanted to get a son. And that son will be capable of killing Dronacharya. So that was all his scheme. So he did all that yajna. From that yajna this Drishtadyumna came. And this Drishtadyumna also is what kind of guy? He is a very good guy. But he wanted to learn archery. From whom he will learn archery? Dronacharya is the best teacher. So he sends his son, Drupada sends his son, Drishtadyumna, to the Dronacharya to teach. And Dronacharya knows what is the intention of this guy. But he is a noble teacher. When there is a noble teacher, when there is a deserving student, and if his desire is sincere, he has to teach even though it is to kill him. So Dronacharya teaches Drupada's son Drishtadyumna. So Drishtadyumna also becomes a student, a shishya of Dronacharya. So such a Drishtadyumna he is. So when Duryodhana points out Drupada's son, the one who has arranged this, Duryodhana reminds Dronacharya of all these back facts. So that now his blood will, pressure will go up. So now in the battlefield, now Dronacharya will now take weapons against them. So he is trying to build up the tension in him. So he is addressing him, Drupada Putrena, the Vyuham, arranged by Drupada's son. See that, Drupada, your enemy, and his son is cunning. He has now learned from you to kill you back. such a guy has arranged this army. Now look at that army. That's what he is trying to remind Dronacharya of this past story. And he is telling, and Dhimata, Drupada Putrena, Tava Sishyena. Tava Sishyena means he is your student. So that Drupada, arranged by your own student, Dhimata, he is a cunning Sishya. He has come here with the intention to kill you. So that Sishya, so look at that army. So Vyudam, Drupada Putrena, Tava Sishyena, Dhimata. Here, Drishtadyumna name is not given here. We have to infer. Drupada's son only it is told here. But Drupada's son's name is Drishtadyumna. That we have to infer here.
Atra Shivuramageshwasa.
Atra Shivuramageshwasa. Atra Shivuramageshwasa.
Bhimarjuna Samayudhi.
Bhimarjuna Samayudhi. Bhimarjuna Samayudhi.
Atra Shivuramageshwasa. Bhimarjuna Samayudhi.
Atra Shivuramageshwasa. Bhimarjuna Samayudhi. Atra Shivuramageshwasa. Bhimarjuna Samayudhi.
Yudhano Viratascha.
Yudhano Viratascha. Yudhano Viratascha.
Drupadascha Maharataha.
Drupadascha Maharataha. Drupadascha Maharataha.
Yudhano Viratascha. Drupadascha Maharataha.
Yudhano Viratascha. Drupadascha Maharataha. Yudhano Viratascha. Drupadascha Maharataha.
This shloka and the next two shlokas, Duryodhana is now enumerating the warriors of the Pandavas side. He is mentioning all of them. He will later enumerate the warriors of his own side also. So again, the communication of Duryodhana Vacha will continue. It's continuing here. He is addressing to Dronacharya again. Atra. Atra means there. Atra Pandava Sainye. There in the Pandavas army, in the army of Pandavas, there are Maheshwasaha. Maheshwasaha, there are great archers. Ishwasa means bow. There are great archers. Maheshwasaha. Great archers. Maheshwasaha carrying great bows. Archers. And there are many great archers on that side. Shura. Very powerful. Very valorous. Who are those people? Bhima, Arjuna, Samayudhi, who are equal to Bhima and Arjuna in battle. Such great warriors are there on that side. Mahaishwasaha. Actually, in Sanskrit, every word is a derivative only. Every word is derived from something, some root. Ishu means arrow. Ishu means arrow. And asaha means asanam, the seat. What is the seat of the arrow? The seat of the arrow, you put it mounted on the bow. So, seat of the arrow is the bow. So, Ishwasa means the bow. So, seat of the arrow is the bow. And who are these people? He is naming them. Yuyudhanaha, Viratascha, Drupadascha, Drupadascha, Maharataha. Yuyudhanaha. Yuyudhanaha means a name of Satyaki. Satyaki is one name. Satyaki is a warrior, his king. And his name is Yuyudhanaha. Virataha. Virataha means the king of the Virata kingdom. Virataha. Drupadaha, the king of Drupada kingdom, Drupada, Draupadi's father, and each of them are Maharataha. Maharataha is a title, is like a warrior, no, like Veer Chakra, Paramaveer Chakra, like that we have got titles. Here also Maharataha, and there are Rati, Maharati, Ardharati, Atirati, so many titles are there. A Maharatha is a person who can fight 10,000 soldiers at the same time. He is such a great fighter who can deal with 10,000, an army of 10,000 people at the same time. Ekaha dasha sahasrani yodayet yastu danvinam shastram shastram pravinascha maharata iti sprataha. This is the definition of maharataha. What is the definition? Ekaha, one person. He is only one person, single-handed. Dasha sahasrani danvinam yodayet. He can fight 10,000 people at the same time. Shastra, Shastra, Pravinaha. Pravinaha means an expert. He is an expert in the science of warfare. So such a person is called a Maharataha. There are several people who are Maharathis in the Pandavas army. There are several Maharathis, Atirathis, Ardharathis. So many of them are there. Such a person is called a Maharatha. So many of them are there. And he continues further with other names also. Drishtaketuschekitanaha.
Drishtaketuschekitanaha.
काशीराजश्च वीर्यवान् दृष्टकेतुश्चेकितानः काशीराजश्च वीर्यवान् शैभ्यश्च नरपुङ्गवः कुरुचित् कुन्ति भोजश्च शैभ्यश्च नरपुङ्गवः Saibhyaha, again names of other fighters also, and the Saibhyaha is called Narapungavaha. Narapungavaha is not a name, it's an adjective again. He's a great person, a bull among men. He is Narapungavaha. Pungava means bull. He's a bull among such as the bull is so powerful, the Saibhyaha is also very powerful, such a name. And Yudhamanyuhu and Uttamojaha, they are again names. And what type of people they are? Vikrantaha. Yudhamanyuhu is a very courageous person, Vikrantaha, and Uttamojaha. Uttamojaha is the name of Drupada. Drupada's another name is Uttamojaha, who is Biryavan, very, very powerful. And then Saubhadraha. Saubhadra is Abhimanyu. Abhimanyu is Saubhadra's son. And Draupadeyaha, the five sons of Draupadi. Draupadi, they are five sons she is supposed to have. So this Draupadeyaha means the five children of Draupadi from all the five Pandavas. And all these people, Sarve Eva Maharataha, all of them are also Maharathis. Each one can single-handedly deal with 10,000 soldiers. So that is, all of them are very powerful. Such is the army of the Pandavas. They have got such powerful people there, so many Maharathis there, so powerful people are there. And now, having said that, he has now compared his own army. So he is going to do it in the next sloka. अस्माकं तु विशिष्टाये
अस्माकं तु विशिष्टाये अस्माकं तु विशिष्टाये
तान्निबोधद्विजोत्तम
तान्निबोधद्विजोत्तम तान्निबोधद्विजोत्तम
अस्माकं तु विशिष्टाये तान्निबोधद्विजोत्तम
अस्माकं तु विशिष्टाये तान्निबोधद्विजोत्तम
Yeah. संज्ञार्थं तान् ब्रवीमिते
नायका मम सैन्यस्य संज्ञार्थं तान् ब्रवीमिते नायका मम सैन्यस्य संज्ञार्थं तान् ब्रवीमिते
आफ्टर एन्यूमरेटिंग द इंपॉर्टेंट फाइटर्स द वॉरियर्स ऑफ द पांडवा आर्मी Now he is enumerating the fighters in his own army so that Dronacharya can have a comparison of what they have and what we have. Asmakam ye visittaha in our army, asmakam, whoever is special, visittaha, such people, tan nibodha, you know them. Because you are commander, you should know who are powerful people here. But still I will tell. Vijottama, he is addressing Dronacharya as Vijottama. Dujyotama means addressing again the one who is a great Dvija. Dvija means a Brahmana. So when he is about to fight a war, how he is addressing him? He, Dronacharya, has come here to fight a war, not as an Acharya, not as a Brahmana. He is now doing the job of a Kshatriya, great Kshatriya. Now he is addressing him, oh great Brahmana. That's what he is addressing in the battlefield when he is, he is supposed to fight like a great Kshatriya now. He is addressing like a Dvijottama. Mama Sainyasya Nayakaha, who are all the great warriors of our army. Now, who are Visishtaha? It should be taken along with Nayakaha. Visishtaha Nayakaha, the great the fighters of our army. Asmakam Sainyasya Visishtaha Nayakaha Tan Nibodha. May you know them. May you know all those great warriors of our army. May you know them. And why I am enumerating this? I know that you belong to our party and so you must be knowing that I know. But when we are making a comparison, we should make it in such a way that we should see how much they have, how much we have. Even though you may know them, when we are making comparison, it is better we put them both on the table so that you will be aware how they are strong and how we are strong so that we have a good fight. So, sanyartam tan te artubhyam bravimi, for the sake of naming, I am going to tell all of them, and now he will enumerate the important warriors of the Kaurava army, his own army. Bhavan Bhishmascha Karnascha.
Bhavan Bhishmascha Karnascha. Bhavan Bhishmascha Karnascha.
Kripascha Samitinjayaha.
Kripascha Samitinjayaha. Kripascha Samitinjayaha.
Bhavan Bhishmascha Karnascha. Krupascha Samitinjayaha.
Bhavan Bhishmascha Karnascha. Krupascha Samitinjayaha. Bhavan Bhishmascha Karnascha. Krupascha Samitinjayaha.
Ashwatthama Vikarnascha.
Ashwatthama Vikarnascha. Ashwatthama Vikarnascha.
Saumadattista Taivacha.
Saumadattista Taivacha.
Ashwatthamavikarnascha saumadattistathaivacha.
Ashwatthamavikarnascha saumadattistathaivacha. Ashwatthamavikarnascha saumadattistathaivacha.
Anye cha bhagavah shura.
Anye cha bhagavah shura. Anye cha bhagavah shura.
Madarthe tyakta jivitaha.
Madarthe tyakta jivitaha. Madarthe tyakta jivitaha.
Anye cha bhagavah shuraha. Madarthe tyakta jivitaha.
Anye cha bhagavah shuraha. Madarthe tyakta jivitaha. Anye cha bhagavah shuraha. Madarthe tyakta jivitaha.
Nana shastra praharana. Visharadaha.
Sarve yuddha visharadaha. Sarve yuddha visharadaha.
Nana shastra praharanaha. Sarve yuddha visharadaha.
Nana shastra praharanaha. Sarve yuddha visharadaha. Nana shastra praharanaha. Sarve yuddha visharadaha.
For a change, Duryodhana makes one intelligent remark here. He says when he wants to list the the army, the good fighters of his side, first he says what? You are there. So he is addressing Dronacharya, you are one of the great fighters of. So he first tells him, you are Bhavan. You are one of the first among the people, Bhavan. Like people like you, like Dronacharya, then Bhishma, then Karna, then Kripacharya, Bhagavashura, Bhavan, Bhishmascha, Karnascha, Kripascha, Samitinjayaha. So Samitinjayaha means they are ever victorious. This Kripacharya is supposed to be ever victorious. That he doesn't know defeat in his life at all. Ever victorious, Samitinjayaha. And Ashwatthama and Vikarna. These are all great warriors of our side. They are all there. And each name has got a meaning actually. Ashwatthama means Ashwaivatama Yasyasaka Ashwatthama. The one who is as powerful like several horsepower, like the, you know, machines have several horsepower. This Ashwatthama has lot of horsepower, a great strength. Similarly, Bhishma is Bhayankaraha. The one, the very name Bhishma will cause fear in them. Bhayankaraha. So each name has some meaning. We don't have to go through that right now. And Vikarnaha is another warrior. Then Saumadattihi, another warrior. These are all names of great warriors of that, right? And Anyecha Bhagavashuraha. There are many Maharathis also there. But there are so many. I don't want to list all of them. He, Dronacharya, should know all of them already. So he generally says, Samyartam Tan Bravimi. There are many other powerful people who are also Madarte Chakta Jivitaha. They all have come for what? For my sake, they are willing to sacrifice their life. They have come to this war. Because the war is because of whom? Because of him. For my sake, they have all come to this war to even sacrifice their life. Such people have come. They are all great warriors. And each one is great in their own field. Nana Shastra Praharanaha. They wield Shastrams and Praharanas. Because there are weapons are supposed to be two types. One type of weapon is called Shastra. And the Shastram, which are kept in the hand, like a mace. You know, you got a gada. Kept in the hand. So you hand, and with that you fight. And there are other astrams are like missiles. Astrams are praharanas. They are like missiles, like an arrow. You hold it on a bow and shoot it. It flies and kills. So astram and shastram. Astrams are all the missile type, and shastram are the one which you keep on your hand and fight. So these are all people who are nipunas, who are all experts in handling these weapons. All of them are there. Sarve yuddha visharadaha. It is not enough. They hold all these weapons. They know how to deal with them. They know how to deploy them. They are very, very great warriors. They are very, very well trained, very experienced in warfare. Visharadaha, nipunaha, samarthaha, ityarthaha. So they are such people in fighting. So with this, the comparative study of both sides, that is over. So Duryodhana has told what Pandavas have. He has told what he has. Now he is going to make a verdict, a judgment. Based on this comparison, what is his version? What is his verdict? He is going to say in the next shloka. Aparyaptam tadasmakam.
Aparyaptam tadasmakam. Aparyaptam tadasmakam.
Balam bhishma virakshitam.
Balam bhishma virakshitam. Balam bhishma virakshitam.
Aparyaptam tadasmakam. Balam bhishma virakshitam.
Aparyaptam tadasmakam. Balam bhishma virakshitam. Aparyaptam tadasmakam. Balam bhishma virakshitam.
Paryaptam tidame tesham.
Paryaptam tidame tesham. Paryaptam tidame tesham.
Balam bhima virakshitam.
Balam bhima virakshitam. Balam bhima virakshitam.
Paryaptam tidame tesham. Balam bhima virakshitam.
Paryaptam tidame tesham. Balam bhima virakshitam. Paryaptam tidame tesham. Balam bhima virakshitam.
Really speaking, Duryodhana's army is far, far superior to the Pandavas army. Numerically also, with so many warriors, Bhishma is there, Dronacharya, Karna, Ashwatthama, Kripa, so many great warriors are there. Numerically also, they are vast. They are huge army they have got. And above that, they have got the entire Krishna's army also with them. When Duryodhana and Arjuna both went to Krishna to seek his help in the war, then Krishna was sleeping. So Arjuna entered first, he was there. So he saw Krishna lying down because he sat by his foot and waiting for Krishna to wake up. Normally it is supposed to be not dharmic to wake up a sleeping person. You are not supposed to wake up a sleeping. When he is sleeping, you should let him sleep. So he is waiting. Duryodhana came. So he came and he sat by the head of Krishna. So when Krishna woke up, naturally he saw the person right at his foot. He saw Arjuna. Duryodhana was by his side. Then Duryodhana, he asked Arjuna why he has come. Arjuna said, I want to seek your help for the war. He saw Duryodhana. He also asked him, what is his thing? He also said, I came to seek your help. Then Krishna said, okay, I will ask Arjuna first, what is he specifically wants from me? Then I will come to you. Then he said, no, I am here by your side and right next to you. You should ask me. Why you are asking him? He said, even though he is sitting there in the, by my foot, when I opened my eyes, I saw him only first, so I will ask him. So I will give the choice to him. Then Arjuna said, I want only you, Krishna. I don't want anything else. Duryodhana was very happy. What an idiot this guy is. He is asking only one person. Whereas I thought I will ask Duryodhana, Krishna's army. But this guy himself, he gave it up. So my problem is now solved. He said to Krishna, Krishna, I want your entire army. They should be by my side so that I will be able to fight this war. Krishna said, no problem. I will be only in Arjuna's side. Myself, my entire army will be with Duryodhana. And I will not fight. Because my army fighting job is army's job. That my army will do. I am not part of that army. So I should not fight. I will not fight for you, but I will stay with Arjuna. He said, fine, you be my charioteer. The entire thing was closed. So such the entire army of Krishna is supposed to be a huge army. Duryodhana has the large army also. So anyone will conclude that Kaurava's army is the most powerful army. But here Duryodhana is making a different observation. Even any observer will say it is powerful, but Duryodhana, what he says, asmakam balam aparyaptam. Asmakam balam, the balam of the strength of our army is not powerful enough, aparyaptam. He says it's not powerful enough, not sufficient. Even though Bhishma virakshitam, even though it is headed by whom? Bhishma. Even though Bhishma is the head of our army, it is not sufficient enough. Bhishma has defeated even Parashurama. When there was a fight between Bhishma and Parashurama, Parashurama could not match Bhishma. At one point what he said, hey Bhishma, I congratulate you. You are a great warrior. Ask me of whatever boon you want. That is how he put an end to the war between him and Bhishma, otherwise he would be defeated. So such a great warrior is Bhishma. Whereas, Yetesham Idambalam, this army of the Pandavas, Yetesham Idambalam, which is Bhima Virakshitam, which is headed by Bhima, Bhimasena, he is heading that army, that is Paryaptam. Paryaptam means is capable of, that is sufficient. So that army is capable of fighting this war. Whereas even though we have such a large army, all of you are there, protected by none other than Bhishma, in my opinion, it is Aparyaptam, it is not sufficient enough. That is what he is telling to whom? To Dronacharya, who is now getting the power. That's what he is telling. So what is the idea conveyed? Even though Duryodhana has all, this is a simple philosophy here, even though Duryodhana has got all these army represents material wealth. He has all of them. What he does not have? Only one factor, namely Krishna, the Daivam factor. So even though he has got all the material things, he always feels discontented only because this material wealth will never give contentment anytime. Whereas the Daivam factor, that one factor Krishna, Kaivartakaha Keshavaha, that Krishna, that alone is there with Arjuna. So even if Arjuna does not have to have any army at all, if he has just only Krishna with him, that is adequate for Arjuna to fight this entire war because their material wealth is not emphasized there. What is emphasized? The Daivam factor. So your prayatanam is needed for everything. You have to put your effort. Important. But your effort alone is not adequate unless there is the Daivam factor. So do everything in the name of that Lord. You will come out successful at the end. So all the army of Duryodhana represents the material wealth of Duryodhana only. there is no devam factor. When that is lacking, the result is imminent. It will be only defeat. And that is what is shown here. So the security or the shelter or the sharanam of the Lord. You know, normally, you know, we say, Yamirika Bayame and all that thing. When I am there, why are you worried? All these things the Lord assures us, because that devam factor is the one that finally decides what is going to be the ultimate effort. But the thing is, you have to put your effort. Prayatnam is needed. Your effort is needed. Without your effort, devam won't help you also. But when you put your effort sincerely, the God will help you. So, Sotirnam, Kalu Pandavaihi Rananadi, Kaivartaka Keshavaha. Because Keshava, the Krishna, he was the boatman. The Pandavas could cross that Rananadi in spite of all those the great things that were all in the Rananadi, all these great warriors, they could still cross without any problem. So, this is the reason, because that Devam factor is not there, that is why Duryodhana thinks he is not having sufficient enough strength to fight that Pandava's army, because materially he is superior, but doesn't give him the satisfaction, the contentment, the confidence. Because the ambition, with his ambition, he started the war. He wanted to start the war. Somehow he wants to become victorious, somehow. But still, this is lacking. He cannot become victorious. Ayaneshu cha sarveshu.
Ayaneshu cha sarveshu. Ayaneshu cha sarveshu.
Yatha bhagam avasthitaha.
Yatha bhagam avasthitaha. Yatha bhagam avasthitaha.
Ayaneshu cha sarveshu. Yatha bhagam avasthitaha.
Ayaneshu cha sarveshu. Yatha bhagam avasthitaha. Ayaneshu cha sarveshu. Yatha bhagam avasthitaha.
Bhishma meva bhirakshantu.
Bhishma meva bhirakshantu. Bhishma meva bhirakshantu.
Bhavanta sarva evahi.
Bhavanta sarva evahi.
Bhishma meva bhirakshanto bhavanta sarva evahi.
Bhishma meva bhirakshanto bhavanta sarva evahi. Bhishma meva bhirakshanto bhavanta sarva evahi.
Now Duryodhana is giving instruction to his people, including Dronacharya. Dronacharya is supposed to give instruction, but he is giving, he is Raja. Ayaneshu cha sarveshu avasthitaha. Take all of you, take your positions. Because in the war, each one has got positions. Ayana. Ayana means a strategic point, an important point. Each one, take your strategic point. The army has to be arranged in a particular fashion. So in a vyuham, each one will have a particular position. They have to go and take up that position. There are a lot of nodal points. These are all strategic points. Like the platoons, you know, they actually Vyasa's knowledge of warfare, even though he is Acharya, his knowledge of warfare also is you know, indicated here and there. Yatha bhagam means as has been allotted by the commander, the leader. The leader asked you to stay there. It is like in a cricket. You know, they have got so many, this guy will be staying here, that guy will be staying there, all that thing, like fieldsman. So you all take up your positions. Bhishma meva abhirakshantu. Bhishma is the person who should be, he is the head. So you all protect Bhishma. So you take your respective positions and from that positions have an eye on Bhishma all the time, because he has to be protected, he is the commander. If the commander falls, then there will be chaos. So you have to protect him, always have your eye on him. Sarva evahi, all of you. So all of you will be taking your positions in the battlefield, but you all concentrate on Bhishma. And that is what, all of you should remain in your position and at the same time fight and also have an eye on Bhishma. Up to this is Duryodhana Vacha. Up to this is quotation of Duryodhana, whatever Duryodhana said. Starting from verse number 3 up to 11th verse, all are Duryodhana's words. Even though Duryodhana Vacha was not explicitly stated there. Now we'll go to the next sloka. Tasya Sanjanayan Harsham.
Tasya Sanjanayan Harsham. Tasya Sanjanayan Harsham.
Guru Vriddha Pitamahaha.
Guru Vriddha Pitamaha. Guru Vriddha Pitamaha.
Tasya Sanjanayan Harsham. Guru Vriddha Pitamaha.
Tasya Sanjanayan Harsham. Guru Vriddha Pitamaha. Tasya Sanjanayan Harsham. Guru Vriddha Pitamaha.
Simhanadam Vina ప్రతాపవాన్
సింహనాదం వినద్యోక్షై శర్గం దద్మౌ ప్రతాపవాన్ సింహనాదం వినద్యోక్షై శర్గం దద్మౌ ప్రతాపవాన్
నౌ వన్ ఇట్ ఇస్ సంజయ వాచ కొటేషన్ బై సంజయ సంజయ సెడ్ ఆల్ దీస్ నౌ దీస్ వర్డ్స్ ఆర్ ఆల్ సంజయ్స్ వర్డ్స్ Bhishma sees Duryodhana getting tensed up now because Bhishma is watching him. He is talking in an angry voice to Dronacharya. He knows he is tensed up right now. So to encourage him and also to begin the war. Now what he says, what he does, Bhishmacharya, he makes a loud noise. Kuru Vriddha Pitamaha Harsham Sanjanayana. Kuru Vriddha, he is the, to cheer up actually Duryodhana, the great grandfather. The Kuru Vriddha. In the Kuru's race, he is the eldest. He is Kuru Vriddha, the oldest in the Kuru's race. He enthused, he cheered up Duryodhana. How did he do that? By raising his voice and making a big voice. Simhanadam Vinadya Uchaihi. Having made a loud roar like a simham, like a lion. He made a very loud roar. Shankam Tadmau. He blew his conch. He has his conch. He blew the conch. Shankam Tadmau. He gave the green signal for the war to start. So when he blows his shankam, means what? The war is about to start. We are all now ready. The war can start. That's what he is telling. The war is about to begin. Having been accepted as the superior by both the sides, he can now start the war. He declares open the war by raising his voice and also blowing his conch. Pratapavan. Pratapavan refers to Bhishma. Pratapavan, the powerful Bhishma. Pratapavan, he blew his conch. So all others were waiting for the signal. So everybody is ready. They are waiting for the signal. And Bhishma now blew the conch. And when he blew the conch, everybody now says, I am ready to start the war also. So readiness of everyone, they have to reciprocate. It is like similar to the army. Each one, they call the name, I sir, oh, same thing. Same thing is happening here. So everyone also blows their conches in response to Bhishma's, blowing, so that they also say that they are ready to fight the war. Tata shankascha bheryascha.
Tata shankascha bheryascha. Tata shankascha bheryascha.
Panavanaka gomukaha.
Panavanaka gomukaha. Panavanaka gomukaha.
Tata shankascha bheryascha. Panavanaka gomukaha.
Tata shankascha bheryascha.
So after Bhishma blowing his conch, what happened? Both the sides of various, they have different instruments, each one of them, like Shankaha. Shankaha means conches. Each one, some of them have conches. Beryaha. Beryaha is a type of drum. So some of them have conches, some of them have drums. Panava, Anaka, Gomukaha. Blowing instruments, beating instruments, they all have. Panava, Anaka, Gomukaha. All of them they have got. Sahasa, Eva, Abhyahanyanta. They all were sounded immediately after. Sahasa, Eva, Abhyahanyanta. Immediately after Bhishma blew his conch, they were all sounded. They were blown, they were beaten, drums were beaten, conches were blown. So Bhishma blew his conch first, and all the armies, they all started. So now look at this condition. Now we have to go to the battlefield. So much of noise. Bhishma started. There is so much of noise on this side and that side. Everybody blowing their conch, all their drums, full of chaos. Lot of noise, full of chaos is happening. Sa shabdaha, tumulaha, abhavat. It became such a huge noise, reverberating over the entire area. Such a large noise was created by both. This is how they threaten each other. They cause fear in each of them by raising the voice, all those things. these are all dramatically picturized. Vyasacharya, he is a great, you know, philosopher. He wrote all these, you know, Brahma Sutras and all that thing. Now he is now writing like a cinema person. He is describing the battlefield. He is rising the tempo. He is capable of doing that also, you know. He is trying to do that. So if he chooses, he can do both. That is why Vyasacharya's son is Shuka Brahma. Vyasacharya is all-rounder. He is capable of everything. Shuka Brahma, he is Shuka Brahma. He is Brahma. Nothing exists. He is always Aham Brahmasmi. That is the knowledge he has all the time. 24 hours. He is ever in that. So he was walking. Vyasacharya was walking first. And all these ladies, they were all taking bath in a pond or river or water. The moment they saw Vyasacharya coming, they all immediately rushed to make sure that they are all clothed very well and all that thing well dressed up. They all did that. Then Vyasacharya passed by. After some time, Shuka Brahma came, his son, young boy, youth, is coming. These ladies, they resumed their bath. When they came in, nothing happened. They were continuing with their bath. Shukracharya, he is just walking. Vyasacharya asked, what is it? He is a much younger boy than me. I am a very old person. And when I am crossing, you guys are all doing this. When he is coming, you continue with your bath. What is happening here? And they said, he is Brahma. He is unaware of the body. You are still in the Laukika, this thing only. You are still a Grahastha. You still have your son and all that thing. So with you, we won't think of him like Shuka Brahma. He is Brahma. So for him, he is totally devoid of body consciousness. They are telling this to Vyasacharya. Vyasacharya also is a jnani. But this is the impression. Because he does both. He can describe the war thing also. He can be in the Laukika thing also. And also, people cannot understand how when Janaka is a Brahmajnani, when he is disposing of the affairs of a king, he would be behaving like a king. So people will think he has to punish somebody. He may have to hang somebody. He may have to reward somebody. All that he will do. Ordinary people cannot understand. They will think that he is only a king, disposing the duty of a king. They cannot understand him as a jnani. Because he is in that sphere. Whereas Shuka Brahma is not in that sphere at all. He is fully jnani only. All the time he is only reveling in that thought. He doesn't dispose of any other duties. So people think of him as totally different. So here in Vyasa's case, even though he is also a jnani, because he is doing all these other things also, he knows very well that he is totally disconnected with the body. He knows. But others cannot relate to that because he is also in that sphere. So that's why he said, so this is Vyasacharya can go to these details also to dramatize the battlefield, how this entire thing is coming. So a noisy situation where no one will ever imagine a Bhagavad Gita to happen. That is why he is building this up. This is a place of chaos. This is a place of noise. Whereas Bhagavad Gita is a Mangalashloka. That is supposed to be Mangalam. It is supposed to bring auspiciousness. It is supposed to be giving Shanti. That is now coming in which place? In such a noisy place. In a battlefield. So he is building up the tempo to show how such a thing is generated in this place, in such a setting. Tata shvetair hayair yukte.
Tata shvetair hayair yukte. Tata shvetair hayair yukte.
Mahatisyandane sthitau. Mahatisyandane sthitau. Madhava Pandavas Chaiva.
Madhava Pandavas Chaiva. Madhava Pandavas Chaiva.
Vibhyaushankau Pradatmatuhu.
Vibhyaushankau Pradatmatuhu. Divyaushankau Pradatmatuhu.
Madhava Pandavas Chaiva. Divyaushankau Pradatmatuhu.
Madhava Pandavas Chaiva. Divyaushankau Pradatmatuhu. Madhava Pandavas Chaiva. Divyaushankau Pradatmatuhu.
So when all the conches and the drums were sounded in the Kauravas army, Bhishma and others, Pandavas army, they didn't keep quiet. They also wanted to reciprocate and say that they are ready. They are also ready for the war. So, first Vyasa mentioning here Krishna and Arjuna. Even though Bhima is the head, Yudhishthira is the eldest, he is not mentioning them. He is now telling Madhava, Krishna and Arjuna, they started to blow their conches. Even normally the leader also will reciprocate. But Vyasacharya is not drawing the attention to them. He is drawing the attention to Gita. Bhagavad Gita is going to start now. So he is bringing that attention. Now he is focusing. The camera is now focused on Krishna and Arjuna in the battlefield. Madhavaha, Pandavaha. Krishna and Arjuna. Pandava refers to Krishna here. Madhava is Krishna and Pandava is Arjuna. And where were they? Mahati Sandane Stita. Sandana means chariot. Mahati Sandane, a big chariot, a huge chariot. So having seated, being seated in a big chariot, in a powerful chariot. And what type of chariot it is? Shvetaihi Hayehi Yukte. He even gives details of how that chariot is drawn. Shvetaihi Hayehi, the white horses. White horses are fitted onto this chariot. So now in the battlefield, you are now imagining in the noise all around, you are now focusing on Krishna and Arjuna, seated in a very huge chariot, drawn by white horses. Svetaihi Santane Shankai. And what they did? Divya Shankau Pradatmatuhu. They blew their conches. Their Shankau, their conches. What type of conches? Divya Shankau. They are divine conches. One is Panchajanyam. Panchajanyam is Krishna's conch, divine conch. They blew their conches. So he, Vyasa now wants our attention to be focused in the whole of this area, focusing now on Krishna and Arjuna. So close up. And who else? Panchajanyam Hrishikeshaha.
Panchajanyam Hrishikeshaha. Panchajanyam Hrishikeshaha.
Devadattam Dhananjayaha.
Devadattam Dhananjayaha. Devadattam Dhananjayaha.
Panchajanyam Hrishikesho. Devadattam Dhananjayaha.
Panchajanyam Hrishikesho. Devadattam Dhananjayaha. Panchajanyam Hrishikesho. Devadattam Dhananjayaha.
Paundram Dadmau Mahashankham.
Paundram Dadmau Mahashankham. Paundram Dadmau Mahashankham.
Bhima Karma Vrikodaraha.
Bhima Karma Vrikodaraha. Bhima Karma Vrikodaraha.
Paundram Dadmau Mahashankham. Bhima Karma Vrikodaraha.
Paundram Dadmau Mahashankham. Bhima Karma Vrikodaraha. Paundram Dadmau Mahashankham. Bhima Karma Vrikodaraha.
So here the names of the conches are also given here. Hrishikeshaha Panchajanyam Dadmau. Hrishikeshaha, Lord Krishna, he blew his conch, which is called Panchajanyam, name of his conch. And Dhananjayaha, Dhananjayaha is Arjuna. Dhananjayati iti Dhananjayaha, one who brings plenty of dana, wealth. So he is Dhananjaya. Krishna is called Hrishikeshaha. Hrishikam means all the instruments, the sense organs. They are all instruments. Hrishikam, sense organs. Tesham Ishaha, the lord of all the sense organs. So all the sense organs are under his control. For all of us, we are under sense organs control. For Krishna, all the sense organs are in his control. So Chaitanya, he is Chaitanya, Shuddha Chaitanya Mithyataha. So Paundram Dadmau Mahashankam Bhima Karma Vrikodaraha. Bhima Karma. Bhima Karma is the name of Bhima. Bhima, he is very frightening. Vibhedi Asmatiti Bhimaha. Very name of Bhima will cause fear in people. Bhima, Vibhedi. A person of terrific karma, Bhima Karma. He always does big karma, lifting a big tree, you know, throwing a huge boulder, nothing small, all big things to him. So he is such a Bhima Karma. Bhimani karmani, yes, yes, Bhima Karma. So another name of Bhima is what? Vrikodaraha. Vrikodaraha, a great eater, a voracious eater, with a small stomach. He has a small stomach, but great eater, because he is like a wolf. Vrikodaraha here refers to a wolf, Vrikam. Vrikasya udaram iva udaram. Yes, yes, the ones whose stomach is like the stomach of a wolf. So wolf's stomach is very small, looks very small, but it can be eating so much. Same thing here also, he will be eating so much. A great eater and a great warrior is Bhima. And what did he do? Mahashankam Paundram. His conch is called Paundram. And that he is, everything about him is big. So his shankam also has to be big. So it is Mahashankam. It's a big shankam for him. And he also Paundram, he also Dadmau. He blew that his chankam also. So all others blew, he also blew. Ananta Vijayam Raja.
Ananta Vijayam Raja. Ananta Vijayam Raja.
Kunti Putro Yudhishthiraha.
Kunti Putro Yudhishthiraha. Kunti Putro Yudhishthiraha.
Ananta Vijayam Raja. Kunti Putro Yudhishthiraha.
Ananta Vijayam Raja. Kunti Putro Yudhishthiraha. Ananta Vijayam Raja. Kunti Putro Yudhishthiraha.
Nakula Sahadevascha.
Nakula Sahadevascha. Nakula Sahadevascha.
Sugoshamani Pushpakau.
Sugoshamani Pushpakau. Sugoshamani Pushpakau.
Nakula Sahadevascha. Sugoshamani Pushpakau.
Nakula Sahadevascha. Sugoshamani Pushpakau. Nakula Sahadevascha. Sugoshamani Pushpakau.
Yudhishthiraha Ananta Vijayam Dadma. We have to supply the verb Dadma here. It is not mentioned here. So Yudhishthiraha. From Yudhishthiraha means one who is firm in battle. One who is very firm in Yudhihi Sthiraha, Yudhishthiraha. One who does not lose his balance at all in battle. He can be a very firm person. Who is he? Kunti Putraha. Kunti Putraha, the son of Kunti. He blew his conch Ananta Vijayam. The name of his conch is Ananta Vijayam. The Nakulaha Sahadevascha Sugosha Mani Pushpaka. Nakula and Sahadeva, they also blew their respective conches known as Sugosha and Mani Pushpaka. So these are the names of the conches of Nakula and Sahadeva also. They also blew their conches. So all the Pandavas have blown their conches. Krishna has blown his conch. So both the parties now ready, completely ready. And other kings of this Pandavas army also are blowing. Kashyascha Parameshvasaha.
Kashyascha Parameshvasaha. Kashyascha Parameshvasaha.
Shikandicha Maharataha.
Shikandicha Maharataha. Shikandicha Maharataha.
Kashyascha Parameshvasaha. Shikandicha Maharataha.
Kashyascha Parameshvasaha. Shikandicha Maharataha. Kashyascha Parameshvasaha. Shikandicha Maharataha.
Drishtadyumno Viratascha.
Drishtadyumno Viratascha. Drishtadyumno Viratascha.
Satyakischa Parajitaha.
Satyakischa Parajitaha. Satyakischa Parajitaha.
Drishtadyumno Viratascha. Satyakischa Parajitaha.
Drishtadyumno Viratascha. Satyakischa Parajitaha. Drishtadyumno Viratascha. Satyakischa Parajitaha.
Drupado Draupadeyascha.
Drupado Draupadeyascha. Drupado Draupadeyascha.
Sarvasha Prithivipate.
Sarvasha Prithivipate. Sarvasha Prithivipate.
Drupado Draupadeyascha. Sarvasha Prithivipate.
Drupado Draupadeyascha. Sarvasha Prithivipate. Drupado Draupadeyascha. Sarvasha Prithivipate.
Saubhadrascha Mahabahuh.
Saubhadrascha Mahabahuh. Saubhadrascha Mahabahuh.
Shankhan Dadmu Prithak Prithak.
Shankhan Dadmu Prithak Prithak. Shankhan Dadmu Prithak Prithak.
Saubhadrascha Mahabahuh. Shankhan Dadmu Prithak Prithak.
Saubhadrascha Mahabahuh. Shankhan Dadmu Prithak Prithak. Saubhadrascha Mahabahuh. Shankhan Dadmu Prithak Prithak.
Now he lists the other great warriors who blew their conches also. Kashyascha Kashi Rajaha, the king of Kashi. Who is he? Paramaishwasaha, a great archer. Kashi Raja is a great archer. Who weaves a very, very big bow. And Shikandi, he made a vow to kill Bhishmacharya. there is a story behind this. There were the three daughters of Kashi Raja, Amba, Ambika and Ambalika. These are the three daughters of Kashi Raja. And this Kashi Raja, when he was ready to get these daughters married, he called everybody except the Kaurava kings. So he called everybody, and these Kaurava kings, they were not called. So Bhishma got very insulted by that. So he went all the way to Kashi. He defeated Kashi Raja and he captured all the three girls and he brought them. And brought them to get married to this Kaurava kings, princess. But among the three, what happened? Amba, the eldest, she told that she already has, she loves another king. She loves another king and she wanted to get married to her, to him. But unfortunately, he captured. So she had to come. Then Bhishma said, okay, if you had got that kind of a thing, you go back to him, no problem at all. I will send you all with all ceremonious thing to back to him. So he sent her also. But when she went to that king refused to take her. You have been already captured by Bhishma, you have been taken by him, so now you belong to him, I don't want to take you. So you belong to him only, so you have to marry him. So this girl could not come here, because Bhishma told, you have already, you know, have that person in your mind, you have to marry him. That guy refused. So she could not marry him, she could not marry him also, so she was in Trishanku. Then what she could do? She could do nothing. So she had to go, she approached, I think, some rishi, I forgot the name of the rishi. And then in the process, she made a vow that she will kill Bhishma. Because this Bhishma is responsible for this plight of her, so she wanted to get rid of him. So, but she is a lady. So she got a boon that she will be born as a person, as a man in the next janma. So that she can then fight and kill Bhishma in the war. That was the boon she got. So in the next janma, she was born as Shikhandi. The Shikhandi is a king who was originally in the previous janma, who was Amba. And Bhishma knows this. Bhishma knows the Shikhandi's Purva janma, he knows. In the Purva janma, she is a lady, he knows. So now in the Yuddham, in the Mahabharata Yuddham, Krishna is going to plan the Shikhandi to kill Bhishma. He is going to put her in front, him in front, because when Bhishma looks at him, he knows this is a lady. So he won't fight a lady in war. That is one of his vows. He won't fight a lady in war. So when he looks at Shikhandi, he won't fight. So Krishna is using that ploy to make sure that Bhishma is gotten rid of in the war by putting Shikhandi. So Shikhandi has taken birth to kill Bhishma only. So such a Shikhandi, he is there. So Shikhandi and Maharataha, he is a great warrior to Maharati. And Drushtadyumnaha, Virataha cha. Drushtadyumna and Virata, they are the two kings. Satyakihi. Aparajitaha, Satyaki. This person, Satyaki, is a king who is never defeated in any war at all. He is ever winning. Such a great warrior he is. And Drupadaha, Draupadi's father, Drupada. And Draupadeyascha, the five children of Draupadi. All these people, including Saubhadrascha Mahabahu. Saubhadraha is Abhimanyu. Abhimanyu is Mahabahu. Great arms, powerful arms, great strength. Such a person, Shankan Dadmuhu. All these people, they blew their conches also. Each one had their own conch, whatever they had, they also blew all of them. Pritak pritak, again and again. They kept on blowing. So the war tension is building up. Everybody is frightened. The thing is happening like this. Sarvashaha, from all directions. They were blowing from all directions. Oh, Prithivi Pate, who is addressing, who is telling this? Sanjaya is telling to whom? Dhritarashtra. Prithivi Pati, he refers to Dhritarashtra. Who is the Lord of Earth? He is addressing to Dhritarashtra, O Lord of Earth, O great king. This is what happened in the battlefield. Sagosho Dhartarashtranam.
Sagosho Dhartarashtranam. Sagosho Dhartarashtranam.
Hridayani
Vedharayate. Hridayani Vedharayate. Hridayani Vedharayate.
Sagosho Dhartarashtranam. Hridayani Vyadharayate.
Sagosho Dhartarashtranam. Hridayani Vyadharayate. Sagosho Dhartarashtranam. Hridayani Vyadharayate.
Navascha Prithivim Chaiva.
Navascha Prithivim Chaiva. Navascha Prithivim Chaiva.
Tumulo Vyanu Nadayan.
Tumulo Vyanu Nadayan.
Tumulo Vyanu Nadayan. ప్రతిమీం చైవ తుములో వేణు నాదయన్. సో నౌ వెన్ దీస్ పీపుల్ ఆల్సో బ్లూ దర్ కాన్షియస్, వాట్ ఈస్ ద రెస్పాన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద కౌరవాస్? వెన్ ద పాండవాస్ బ్లూ దర్ కాన్షియస్ ఇస్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ హియర్. ఫస్ట్ కౌరవాస్ దే బ్లూ స్టార్టింగ్ విత్ భీష్మ, దెన్ ద పాండవాస్ బ్లూ. అండ్ వాట్ వాస్ ద రియాక్షన్ ఆఫ్ ద కౌరవాస్? దే వర్ ఆల్ ట్రెమెండస్లీ ఫ్రైటెండ్ బై హియరింగ్ దిస్ నాయిస్. దే వర్ వెరీ ఫ్రైటెండ్. స తుమలః ఘోషః, దట్ హ్యూజ్ నాయిస్ ఆఫ్ ద కాన్షియస్ ప్రొడ్యూస్డ్ ఫ్రమ్ ది పాండవాస్ ఆర్మీ. ధార్తరాష్ట్రానాం హృదయాని వ్యదారయత్, ఇట్ బ్రోక్, వ్యదారయత్, ఇట్ బ్రోక్, టోర్ అపార్ట్ దర్ హార్ట్స్. హృదయాని ధార్తరాష్ట్రాస్ ధృతరాష్ట్ర పుత్రాః, దే ఆర్ కాల్డ్ ధృతరాష్ట్రస్య పుత్రాః ధార్తరాష్ట్రాః. ద చిల్డ్రన్ ఆఫ్ ధృతరాష్ట్ర ఆర్ కాల్డ్ ధార్తరాష్ట్రాస్. దుర్యోధనాస్ ఆర్ దిస్ పీపుల్. సో ఇట్ బ్రోక్ దర్ హార్ట్, ఇట్ టోర్ అపార్ట్ దర్ హార్ట్. నాట్ ఓన్లీ దాట్, ద నాయిస్ స్ప్రెడ్ త్రూ ద స్కై అండ్ వాస్ రెవర్బరేటింగ్ ఆల్ ఓవర్ ద ప్లేస్. నభశ్చ ప్రతిబింబ ఇవ వెనునాదయన్, అనునాదన మీన్స్ ఎక్కో, అనునాదన మీన్స్ ఎక్కో, నాద మీన్స్ సౌండ్, అనునాద మీన్స్ సౌండ్ ఆఫ్టర్ సౌండ్, సౌండ్ ఆఫ్టర్ సౌండ్, దట్ ఈస్ ప్రతి ప్రతినాద ప్రతిధ్వని ఇస్ కాల్డ్ అనునాద, ఇస్ కాల్డ్ ఎకో. దట్స్ వాట్ వి కెన్ సే. సో ఎకోయింగ్ బోత్ ఆన్ ఎర్త్ అండ్ ద స్కై దిస్ హ్యూజ్ నాయిస్ ఫ్రమ్ ద కాన్షియస్ టోర్ అపార్ట్ ద హార్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ది కౌరవాస్. దే వర్ ఆల్ స్ట్రక్ విత్ ఫియర్, దే వర్ ఆల్ టెర్రిబ్లీ ఫ్రైటెన్డ్. సో నౌ బ్లోయింగ్ ద కాన్షియస్ ఓవర్, ఫ్రైటనింగ్ హ్యాస్ స్టార్టెడ్, వార్ ఇస్ నౌ రెడీ టు స్టార్ట్. వాట్ ఈస్ ద నెక్స్ట్ థింగ్ నౌ? దే హావ్ ఓన్లీ షూట్ ద ఆరోస్. ఎవ్రీబడి నౌ దే అకోర్డ్, నౌ ది వార్ హ్యాస్ టు బిగిన్. ఎవ్రీబడి హ్యాస్ టు ఓన్లీ షూట్ దర్ ఆరోస్ ఆర్ వాట్ ఎవర్ వెపన్ దే హ్యావ్, దే హావ్ టు స్టార్ట్ బిల్డింగ్ ఇట్ అండ్ స్టార్టింగ్ ద ఫైట్. బట్ ఇట్ డిడ్ నాట్ హ్యాపన్. ఇన్స్టెడ్ ఆఫ్ ద ఫైట్ స్టార్టింగ్, సమ్ పెక్యూలియర్ థింగ్ హ్యాపన్ విచ్ కాస్ ద చేంజ్ ఆఫ్ డైరెక్షన్ ఆఫ్ వాట్ షుడ్ హ్యావ్ బీన్ ద నార్మల్ ఫ్లో టు సంథింగ్ ఎల్స్. అండ్ దాట్ వ్యాసాచార్య ఇస్ ఇండికేటింగ్ బై యూసింగ్ ద వర్డ్ అథ ఇన్ ది నెక్స్ట్ శ్లోక. అథ వ్యవస్థితాన్ దృష్ట్వా, ధార్తరాష్ట్రాన్ కపిధ్వజ, అథ వ్యవస్థితాన్ దృష్ట్వా ధార్తరాష్ట్రాన్ కపిధ్వజ. ప్రవృత్తే శస్త్ర సంపాదే,
ప్రవృత్తే శస్త్ర సంపాదే, ప్రవృత్తే శస్త్ర సంపాదే,
ధనురుద్యమ్య పాండవ,
ధనురుద్యమ్య పాండవ, ధనురుద్యమ్య పాండవ,
ప్రవృత్తే శస్త్ర సంపాదే, ధనురుద్యమ్య పాండవ,
ప్రవృత్తే శస్త్ర సంపాదే, ధనురుద్యమ్య పాండవ, ప్రవృత్తే శస్త్ర సంపాదే, ధనురుద్యమ్య పాండవ.
ఋషికేశం తదా వాక్యం,
ఋషికేశం తదా వాక్యం, ఋషికేశం తదా వాక్యం,
ఇదమాహ మహీపతే,
ఇదమాహ మహీపతే, ఇదమాహ మహీపతే,
ఋషికేశం తదా వాక్యం, ఇదమాహ మహీపతే,
ఋషికేశం తదా వాక్యం, ఇదమాహ మహీపతే, ఋషికేశం తదా వాక్యం, ఇదమాహ మహీపతే.
సో ఇన్స్టెడ్ ఆఫ్ స్టార్టింగ్ ద వార్ ఫైటింగ్ విత్ ద ఆరోస్ అండ్ ఆల్ దట్ థింగ్, సంథింగ్ ఎల్స్ హ్యాపెండ్. సడన్లీ అర్జున గాట్ అప్ ఫ్రమ్ హిస్ సీట్, రేసింగ్ హిస్ బో, అండ్ హీ ఈస్ టెల్లింగ్ ఐ ఆమ్ నాట్ రెడీ యెట్, ఐ హ్యావ్ టు డూ సంథింగ్. దట్స్ వాట్ హీ ఈస్ డూయింగ్. So he went near Krishna and he said something to him which changed completely the course of this war. That's what he did. Atha vyavasthitan drishtva kapidvajaha danurudyamya krishikesham vakyam aha. Arjuna, he did not immediately start the fight. He saw the whole army once. Entire army he saw. So vyavasthitan ధార్తరాష్ట్రాన్ దృష్ట్వా, హీ సర్వేడ్ ద కౌరవాస్, ధార్తరాష్ట్రాన్ ద కౌరవాస్, Duryodhana, Dhritarashtra's sons. He surveyed the entire army who have been arrayed, vyavasthita. They have been all arrayed now. He looked at all of them. At what time? Shastra pravritte, shastra sampate, danu udyamye, pandavaha. Shastra sampate pravritte. When actually he has to shoot the arrows. Sampada means shooting. He has to now shoot the arrows. Shastra, the arrows or weapons. Pravritte, when the time is ripe for shooting the arrows, Arjuna looked around. Then what did he do? Danuhu udyamye. Lifting his bow. That means he is signaling. Wait. He lifted his bow and gave a signal. Wait. I am not ready to fight now. So all the people can see him. He lifted his bow. He wants to stop the bow. Pandavaha, Kapidvajaha. Both are names of Arjuna. Pandavaha is Arjuna. Kapidvajaha means one who has the Anjaneya. Kapihi means monkeys. Anjaneya here. Who on his dvajaha. On his flag. So having raised the bow, what did he do? Hrishikesham idam vakyam aha. He said the following words to Hrishikesha, Krishna, idam vakyam. Mahipatehe, O king. Who is addressing? Sanjaya is telling to Dhritarashtra. Mahipatehe, O great king. This is what Arjuna did. When the war is about to start, this Arjuna, he lifted his bow, signaling to stop the war. He is not ready to fight. And he told these words to Krishna. That's what he says. Atha vyavastita andrishtva. The word atha, that's what it says here. In Sanskrit, the word atha, it would indicate the beginning. When something is beginning, it is atha. Or it also can mean it's a change. A change is indicated. The course of events are going to change now. The direction of flow is going to change. The Gita dialogue is going to come. It is like, you know, a train is coming in one track. Suddenly the pointsman puts the point there. What was coming here immediately changes direction and goes somewhere else. What you would think normally would go east might go all the way to totally to west perhaps. So the change of direction is indicated by Vyasacharya here by the use of the term Atha. Atha indicates also Mangalam. What is Mangalam here? Bhagavad Gita is going to come. That is Mangalam. So Atha, not only this Atha change of direction, Atha also change of direction for the good. For Mangala. Bhagavad Gita is going to come here. And what did Arjuna say to Krishna? It is now described in the next shloka. Arjuna uvacha.
Arjuna uvacha. Arjuna uvacha.
Senayor ubayor madhye.
Senayor ubayor madhye. Senayor ubayor madhye.
Ratham sthapaya mechutam.
Ratham sthapaya mechutam.
Ratham sthapaya mechutam.
Senayor ubayor madhye. Ratham sthapaya mechutam. Senayor ubayor madhye. Ratham sthapaya mechutam.
Yavadetan nirikshaham.
Yavadetan nirikshaham. Yavadetan nirikshaham.
Yodhukamana vasthitan.
Yodhukamana vasthitan.
Yavadetan nirikshaham yodhukamana vasthitan.
Yavadetan nirikshaham yodhukamana vasthitan. Yavadetan nirikshaham yodhukamana vasthitan.
Kaidmaya saha yodhavyam.
Kaidmaya saha yodhavyam. Kaidmaya saha yodhavyam.
Asmin rana samudhyame.
Asmin rana samudhyame. Asmin rana samudhyame.
Kaidmaya saha yodhavyam. Asmin rana samudhyame.
Kaidmaya saha yodhavyam. Asmin rana samudhyame. Kaidmaya saha yodhavyam. Asmin rana samudhyame.
Yodhyamanana vekshaham. Yayetatra samagataha.
Yayetatra samagataha. Yayetatra samagataha.
Yodhyamanana vekshaham. Yayetatra samagataha.
Yodhyamanana vekshaham.
ರಾಷ್ಟ್ರಸ್ಯ ದುರ್ಬುದ್ಧೇ
ರಾಷ್ಟ್ರಸ್ಯ ದುರ್ಬುದ್ಧೇ ರಾಷ್ಟ್ರಸ್ಯ ದುರ್ಬುದ್ಧೇ
ಸ ಯುದ್ಧೇ ಪ್ರಿಯ
ಚಿಕೀರ್ಷವಃ ಯುದ್ಧೇ ಪ್ರಿಯ ಚಿಕೀರ್ಷವಃ ಯುದ್ಧೇ ಪ್ರಿಯ ಚಿಕೀರ್ಷವಃ
ಧಾರ್ತರಾಷ್ಟ್ರಸ್ಯ ದುರ್ಬುದ್ಧೇ ಯುದ್ಧೇ ಪ್ರಿಯ ಚಿಕೀರ್ಷವಃ
ಧಾರ್ತರಾಷ್ಟ್ರಸ್ಯ ದುರ್ಬುದ್ಧೇ ಯುದ್ಧೇ ಪ್ರಿಯ ಚಿಕೀರ್ಷವಃ ಧಾರ್ತರಾಷ್ಟ್ರಸ್ಯ ದುರ್ಬುದ್ಧೇ ಯುದ್ಧೇ ಪ್ರಿಯ ಚಿಕೀರ್ಷವಃ
ಅರ್ಜುನ ಉವಾಚ ಅರ್ಜುನ ಸೆಟ್ ಹಿ ಸೆಟ್ ಟು ಕೃಷ್ಣ ವಾಟ್ ಡಿಡ್ ಹಿ ಸೇ ಮೇ ರಥಂ ಸೇನೆಯೋ ಉಭಯೋ ಮಧ್ಯೆ ಸ್ಥಾಪಯ ಅಚ್ಯುತ ಓ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹಿ ಇಸ್ ಅಡ್ರೆಸಿಂಗ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಓ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ನೋ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಆರ್ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಹಿ ಇಸ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಅ ಚಾರಿಟಿ ಅಲ್ಲ ಸೊ ಓ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸ್ಥಾಪಯ ಅಗೇನ್ ಆಲ್ ಸಿಂಗ್ಯುಲರ್ ಹಿ ಇಸ್ ಟಾಕಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಹಿಮ್ ಆಸ್ ಇಫ್ ಹಿ ಇಸ್ ಎ ಸರ್ವೆಂಟ್ ಆಲ್ ಸ್ಥಾಪಯ ಸಿಂಗ್ಯುಲರ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಮಧ್ಯಮ ಪುರುಷ ಏಕವಚನ ಕೀಪ್ ದ ಚಾರಿಯಟ್ ಸೇನೆಯೋ ಉಭಯೋ ಮಧ್ಯೆ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ದ ಟೂ ಆರ್ಮೀಸ್ ಕೀಪ್ ಮೈ ಚಾರಿಯಟ್ ಏ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪುಟ್ ಮೈ ಚಾರಿಯಟ್ ಇನ್ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ದೀಸ್ ಟೂ ಆರ್ಮೀಸ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಲಿಸನಿಂಗ್ ಹಿ ಇಸ್ ಲಿಸನಿಂಗ್ ದಮ್ ಆಸ್ ಅ ಸಿಂಪಲ್ ಚಾರಿಟರ್ ಹಿ ಇಸ್ ಲಿಸನಿಂಗ್ ಹಿ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ನಾ ಸಿಂಪಲ್ ಚಾರಿಟರ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಅರ್ಜುನ ಸ್ಟಿಲ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಹಿ ಇಸ್ ಇನ್ ಚಾರ್ಜ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸಿಚುವೇಶನ್ ದಟ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಅರ್ಜುನ ಥಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಸೊ ಹಿ ಇಸ್ ಇನ್ ಕಮ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಹಿ ಇಸ್ ಟೆಲ್ಲಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಐಡಿಯಾ ಇಸ್ ದಟ್ ವಾಟ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ವೆರಿ ಬಿಗ್ ಗ್ಯಾಪ್ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ದ ಟೂ ಆರ್ಮೀಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಹ್ಯೂಜ್ ಗ್ಯಾಪ್ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ದಮ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಓಲ್ಡನ್ ಡೇಸ್ ದೇ ಚಾರ್ಜ್ ರನ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಆಲ್ ದಟ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ ಸೊ This is how armies are planned. Now, these days, there's nothing like gap between the mandal. You can be anywhere that could be all the spice and all. So, those days were like. So, he put the chariot in the middle. He wants to come into the middle. Yavadetan nirikshaham aham. Yetan aham nirikshaham aham. But yavadetan nirikshaham aham. Yetan aham nirikshaham. I would like to scrutinize. Put my chariot in between them. I would like to scrutinize, clearly observe. Who are all standing in front of me. I want to see all of them. Till I complete my observation, yavate, as long as I complete the observation, so long the chariot must be in the middle of the battlefield. So you keep it there till I say okay. So he has no shyness or stage fear or none of those things. He wants to be in the center, observing everything. And who are these people who have assembled there? Yodh Kaman Avasthitan. To fight with me. Why should I go there and see? Because kaihi saha maha maya yodhagyam. I have to know with what people I am going to fight. So I want to go there and observe them so that I will have a clear idea of whom I am fighting with. Asmin rana samudyame. In this great event of war. So in this great war, who are the people I am going to fight with? I would like to scrutinize them. So put my chariot in front of them, in the middle of the two armies. Yotsya manane aham avekshe. I would like to see who are going to fight with me. Yaha yete atra samagataha. Who have assembled in front of me. All these type of people, who are they? Dhartarashtrasya durbuddehe priya chikirshavaha. Unfortunately, all these great warriors are whom? They are all to support Duryodhana. Backing a wrong horse. They are all backing a wrong person. These are all good people. But they are all backing whom? Duryodhana. All these Kripacharya, Dronacharya, Bhishma, they are all good people themselves. But they are all backing up this Duryodhana. So, Durbuddehe Dhartarashtrasya. Priya Chikirshavaha. They want to, Priya Chikirshavaha, they are dear to this guy. Who is Durbuddehe Dhartarashtra? The adharmic people. Durbuddhi, people with Durbuddhi, who don't have good buddhi at all. So such a people, they are all backing up. So Yudde Priya Chikirshavaha, who want to support in this great war, this Durbuddhi. Durbuddhi is Duryodhana. They are supporting this guy. I want to see these people. So this line is actually very important because here also we find that Arjuna's vision is very clear. He is very clear right now. No confusion yet has happened. He wants to assess what is the power there he is going to fight with. Who are these people? He wants to assess all of them, scrutinize. So, without any shyness, without any fear, he has come to the middle of the battlefield. He is now assessing all the, you know, look at the courage of that guy. When such a battle is going to ensue, he is not the commander. He is one of the fighters. Commander is somebody else. He now drives the chariot in between them, so confident. Who can do anything to me? Because when such a guy, lonely, when he comes, the opponent might shoot at him, you know, possible. Yeah, he's not fighting this war. War has not started it formally. This guy just comes. They may think he may come to do something else. So they might even shoot him. He was, he didn't have any fear. Very clear. He is just coming because he does not have any moha or delusion at this point. So he knows that all people on the opposite side are all his relatives. He knows all of them. So he sees them only as having committed adharma. They are all relatives, true. But they all committed what? Adharma. He doesn't say Dhartarashtraha mama brataraha. He doesn't say that. Dhartarashtra says Durbuddhi. That's what he says. He doesn't, even though they are all cousins, he doesn't address them as Dhritarashtra's, my brothers who are Dhritarashtra's son. He doesn't say like that. He calls them as Durbuddhehe. People who have bad mind. He calls them like that. So his family personality is not predominant in him. Here, he does not see actually this as a fight between two families at all. He doesn't see that like that at all. He doesn't look up them as brothers, because he is going to come to that conclusion later. Why I am elaborating all this is for this reason. He is now looking at them as people who are adharmic, who are all, even though they are cousins, he doesn't address them as cousins, he addresses them as Durbuddhehe. So he is very clear. Confusion has not started, moham has not started in his mind yet. So we see Mahabharata war as a war between two families. Right? That's what we, two groups are the same family. That's what we normally think. But Arjuna does not see it that way here. He doesn't see it yet. He is a Kshatriya. His duty is what? Is to protect Dharma. So family may come and go. A country may come and go. They are all anityam, he knows. But Dharma alone has to win. So normally in Dharma Shastra it says, for the sake of upholding Dharma, if a person has to sacrifice a member of the family, they can sacrifice. A full family has to be sacrificed for the sake of Dharma in a village, sacrifice the family. For the sake of a country, if a full village has to be sacrificed, sacrifice that village. That's what Dharma says. So when to uphold Dharma, there is nothing like dear ones, near ones, friends, families, nothing. It is Dharma. He knows. As a Kshatriya, as a Kshatriya kings, Arjuna knows. So, dharmo vishvasya jagataha pratishta loke dharmishtam praja upasarpanti dharmena papam apanudati dharme sarvam pratishtitam tasmate dharmam paramam vadanti. That's what Upanishad says. Dharmam is said as the paramam vadanti. It's superior because that is what it says. It's superior. For the sake of dharma, we can wipe out an entire generation even, since generations are temporary. Generations may be temporary, they are temporary, whereas Dharma alone is permanent. So for the sake of Dharma, you can even wipe out an entire generation, no harm. That is, Arjuna is not an emotional personality now. That is why I am saying it again, he is not emotional yet. He is rational, he is intellectual personality at this point. I am a Kshatriya, Kshatate, Adharmate, Trayate, Iti Kshatriyaha. My job is to protect Dharma by punishing Adharma. That he knows. So his role and vision are very clear for Arjuna. His observation of Kauravas also is very clear. They are symbols of adharma. Adharmic people, they have been consistently doing only evil acts all the time. So if they are adharma, all those who support adharma are also adharmic. Bhishma is his very closest, you know, the Bhishma Pitamaha. Dronacharya is his teacher. Ashwatthama and all, they learned together. He sees all these people together, but still they are all supporting adharma. All these people on the side of adharma, so he has no problem to fight them. So he is assessing them. That's what. So according to Shastra, not only doing adharma is sin, supporting adharma is also sin. You may not do yourself, but you support a guy who is doing adharma, that is also a sin. So even though Bhishma, Drona individually may be great, they are all great people, but now they are backing up Duryodhana, who is adharmic, so they are also symbols of adharma only. That clear vision Arjuna has. So the Duryodhanas are Durbuddhehe. All the people supporting him, they are also adharmic. So his blood pressure even goes up now. Because in the middle of the war, he is now there, he is looking at these people, adharmic people, blood pressure goes. So in front of me, this adharma cannot go. Kshatriya, I cannot allow this, so I have to destroy them. So no confusion at all, so I must fight. Attitude is that with Arjuna yet, so far. So this attitude in the mind of Arjuna is very clear. So why we emphasize this point again and yes, next moment we are going to see how Arjuna comes from a Kshatriya, from a Dharma Bhokta, a person who is a Dharma Paribharaka, a protector of Dharma. He forgets, he comes out, begins to slide down from his rational vision. Family thoughts come to him. From his rational vision as a Kshatriya, thoughts of family, thoughts of relatives, thoughts of dear people like teachers, those things come and it is a fall for him. From a high goal of a Kshatriya, he falls to the weakness, the emotional weakness of a relative, of a person in a family. So this change, Vyasacharya, he wants to bring out very clearly. So he says, Dhartarashtrasya Durbuddehe. He doesn't address them as Bratraha. My brothers are anything, cousins, he calls them Durbuddehe. With this attitude, he tells Krishna to place his chariot between the two arms. And what did Krishna do? Sanjaya comes and he reports that to Dhritarashtra, Sanjaya Vacham, which we will see in the next class.
यो वेदादौ स्वरः प्रोक्तो वेदान्ते यः प्रतिष्ठितः तस्य प्रकृतिहीनस्य यः परः स महेश्वरः.
See, these are all very descriptive shlokas. Until the 11th shloka of the second chapter, Shankaracharya doesn't even bother to comment. Because these are all who blew, who's conch, who stayed where, you know, he doesn't want to worry about it. These are all descriptive. So he doesn't even write commentary for these shlokas. So these are all descriptive. That's why in a day we could skip about 10 to 20 shlokas, 22 shlokas, no problem. But when we start after the 11th shloka of second chapter, it will slow down significantly. We may do maybe 2, 3 shlokas a day. That's all. Now it is all descriptive. I want to finish the descriptive portion also quickly. Because where is the point in telling who blew what conch? What does it matter to us? That's fine. I think last class there was some confusion. Some people didn't know the class was not there, maybe because the email didn't reach. Some people came and went back, I guess. So
maybe they didn't give the email mark.
Really?
Yeah, this is my first class also.
Oh. Anybody who's new, please give your email so that you know he will communicate to you. Shiva. Plug and plug.
It's a digital currency.
Are they discovered?